Blog Talk Radio. You may be seated. Good morning, church. Good morning to you all. Do you know why I'm smiling today? Because we are the greatest product of the Holy Spirit, created to think, to talk, to plan, and act with Him. The rest is history. Therefore, the end at which we should aim for should be to be like Jesus. That is our goal. And fulfill every grace He has given us in His master plan. You know, God has ordered all in such a way that everything has its own role, place, position, function, with a purpose. Just like a vehicle is an engine that has four wheels inside an iron frame, we are a spirit, we have a soul, and we live in the body. In the same vein that the type of engine determine the type of fuel, and the type of fuel determine the type of engine, either diesel or petrol, what nurture or feed our hearts makes us who we are. But one thing is clear, our heart is never free from thoughts. Our mouth is never free from words, and our body is never free from movements. For the believer in the heart acts and drives the lips to confess and demands the body to act. What you confess stands for your now, and what is in your heart stands for your future. I mean, the kind of world we live in is determined by the word of our mouth, and what we become in the future is as a result of the thoughts in our hearts. That is why the kind of lifestyle God wants us to live as a Christian is a lifestyle with positive thinking, positive talking, and positive acting. That is the language of the real you, the one inside of you, your spirit, your heart. Let us stop. Pause a minute and think about what your usual conversation and action have been like. We always think of what we want most, what we love most, what we need most. Who can help us to achieve this? How can we go about this? We will think of that. That is why the Bible says that where your treasure is, your heart will be. Where your possession is, your mind will be. But I found out that what a man treasures or values in his heart determines what he thinks all day long, what he talks about, and whom he will obey. I mean, determine is meditation, conversation, and action. God has entrusted us with a treasury, which is our heart. And the things coming out of the treasury translate what you regard as valuable and whom you decide to yield your spirit to. Just like there's no nurture kingdom, there's no nurture heart. It is either your heart is a residence of the Holy Spirit or a residence of Satan. Who has taken up residence within you? Ask yourself this question. Which fuel are you using for your engine? Ask yourself this question. Because if your talk is careless, it is because your heart is that way. If your talk is righteous, it is because your heart is that way. And the Bible says that our words always paint a public picture of what you believe. A public picture of your inner self. So what is the deposit today in your treasury that leads us to the message before us today? Take care of the treasury, your heart. Let's turn our Bible in the book of Luke 6, verse 45. It's all about the heart, our treasury. Luke 6, verse 45. Are you there? The book of Luke 6. 45, and I read, a good man brings good things out of the goods stored up in his heart, and an evil man brings evil things out of the evil stored up in his heart. For the mouth speaks what the heart is full of. The problem that we have today is that as long as the things of the world will be in place in your treasury, the things of the spirit will be displaced. I mean, as long as the rock of hatred, the thorns of unfaithfulness, the forgiveness will be a place in your treasury, in your heart. The gemstone of kindness, the silver of goodness, and the gold of love will be affected, will be displaced. A good man has a good treasure in his heart, and from there, he brings forth good things, proving his sonship. What are you meditating on? What are you giving your attention to? It is not only our thinking, but also our words and conversation that builds weakness or strength within us. The problem that is happening today, that in the Christian dome, many speak on their own, not on behalf of God, because the relationship is short-circuited by mental assent. Many say what is not the testimony of their conscience, but of the opinion of others, because they follow the majority. Many confess what they do not believe, change confession in the sense of sense evidence, confessing faith in the word, but denying it in action. We are many in town, just a copy, trying to believe, but never acting upon the word. Because our heart is this full of fleshly desires and worldly considerations. If we are honest with ourselves, we must admit that most of our conversation is nothing else than empty talk. Today we speak today's language rather than our father's language. Instead of saying, "Oh, my brother, do you know that God has just used me to help you? Don't worry, he's my water." Rather we say, "Don't you know that I'm the one that put you where you are? You must give me something." That is today's language. Instead of saying, "Oh, my sister, God is the healer. I know the healer. His name is Jesus Christ. And if you believe in him, he can save you, he can heal you." Rather, we speak today's language and said, "I beat the hell out of Satan yesterday just for you to be well today. So you must give me something." That is today's language. Or instead of saying, "God can speak to you through his word by his spirit. If you open up your heart is the communication point." That is our father's language. Rather, we say, "I got a revelation for you, my brother. I got a word from the Lord. But before I can give it to you, you must give me something." Many are Christian by profession, but not such in heart, because the deeds generated from the inner room reveal that we have placed something, someone, above God. We are busy looking for many other things rather than peace of heart. I've realized that many read the Bible in another version, which I don't know. I know many versions, but those versions, I don't know them. Many do read, "Seek first the kingdom of food, and all of the food will be given unto you." They work for their own stomach. Others we read, "Seek, and you shall find money. Knock, and they shall open an account for you. Ask, and they shall transfer the money." They work for their own pockets. Many do read, "Blessed are those who are full of pride, for they shall see God." They work for their own name. It's all about Jesus. It's nothing about you. Worldly pursuits come from the desire of the heart. And our heart is so corrupt those days that when we are faced with temptation, faith, tests, and trials, our affection becomes unstable. We begin to focus on man and lose focus on God. Placing position, relations, money above God. Because we are more of ourselves and less of him. More of the flesh and less of the spirit. We hide under the cover of religion rather than relationship with God, forgetting that the great things the Lord looks at and requires is the heart. Let us turn our Bible in the book of Matthew 7, verse 21 to 23. Matthew 7, the first book of the New Testament, verse 21. 23. "Not everyone who says to me, 'Lord, Lord,' will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only the one who does the will of my Father who is in heaven. Many will say to me on that day, 'Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name? In your name drive out demons, and in your name perform many miracles?' Then I will tell them plainly, 'I never knew you. Away from me, you evildoers.'" This is food for thoughts. The Bible says that dangerous is a religion of word without corresponding actions. Many of us, we do pray. You know the way we used to pray? I've been given the power to trample on snakes and scorpions and all the powers on the enemies. Yeah! It says there's a lion coming. Is that when the lion is coming? I've been given the power on the snakes and scorpions, but not on lion. Oh! Many a times, I know where we are clapping. We found ourselves in that situation. Isn't it? Many a times we say, I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me. They say, go and speak the word of God to this evil man. He said, I don't have strength again. Strength has gone. But when Paul said, I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me, it was equally saying, I've given up my soul in believing and my body in confessing. We should not just speak words and feel the air, or speak scriptures committed to memory. Paul knew that the word of God is equivalent of Christ living in us. The word of God being in us is equivalent to the kingdom of God being in your heart. Your heart is heaven. What is the condition of your heart today? Many think of their condition. They talk all day long about their condition. They walk in their condition. They move in the burden of their condition. That condition can never leave you. That condition can never leave you, because the Bible says that when you focus on your condition, on your trouble, you are magnifying the trouble above your heavenly Father, thus destroying your confidence in God's word, then turning the pressure into depression. That's when you start confessing, I can't do it again. I'm tired. I'm giving up. Because your heart is focused on the enemy instead of the comforter. That is why you continue to lament and grumble. Your heart is focused on the battle instead of the victory. That's why you're looking for alternatives. Jesus has conquered the world and gave you victory. That is what your heart and mouth should think and talk about. You know, today, we know that it is, how can I say it? We know that it is what we have on the inside that makes a difference on the outside. But we are still feeding our soul, our mind, and our hearts with the things of the world, fleshly desires, trying to look for the next secular movie that will come out, or trying to get the next secular song to be up to date. You are my African queen, my American queen, my European queen, Asian queen. We know all this. Or we're trying to get the next dance step so we can also be up to date. Hey, Macarena, hi. Many of them, they do dance. Or we are trying to look for the next fashion in town so we can be working like a model and be up to date. All this, being guilty of the long list Paul gave in Galatians 5 verse 18, waving our hands and worshiping God without thorough reformation of heart and mind. We do not want Satan. We chase him out of our lives. We rebuke him, we bind him every day, but we are still feeding, eating his food every day, because we are word hearers, mere listeners, good talkers, but not to us. When you are doing your business with your business partner, you forget yourself by the way you talk. When you are entering the birthday party, you forget that you are a Christian by the way you walk. Satan knows when you have a break. That is why he will strike. You know, it is just like the engine. When you give diesel to a petrol engine, you know, the two, they don't go together. That is why the engine will start chucking up and start stopping and starting until that mixture becomes complete, and then the engine will be completely dead and spoiled. In the same manner, when we give our heart a food that is contrary, not consistent with the word, that's why we start misbehaving. We start